Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands. Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands. Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dearest Madani channel viewers, welcome to our series, Good Conduct of a Muslim. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jalla, at this stage, I hope you also have benefited considerably from this discourse. And I hope, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, you will try your level best to try and practice upon what you have learned. And I too, alhamdulillah, I will do my level best to put into practice everything that I share with you. And I will do my best, inshallah, to make sure that I educate others as well. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, there are so many benefits and excellence for reciting Durur Sharif upon our beloved master Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It comes out from one narration of our beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. A person merely recites one Durur Sharif in reverence and in honor and in admiration and love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is the reward? Allah azza wa jalla showers him with 10 virtues. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Niyatul mu'min khayrun min amalihi. The niyat of a believer is even greater than his own action. And we see that sometimes an action is required of us, that we have good intention. And these are the noble acts and righteous acts that we need to make sure that our intentions are correct. So please, my dearest Madani channel viewers, sit with the intention that from the beginning until to the end of the episode, I'll sit attentively and listen to the discourse with the aim that I gain knowledge from it and get reward from Allah Azza wa Jal, as well as that inshallah I will share the knowledge with others. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So today, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, is our series is based on the conduct, good conduct of a Muslim. Many Muslims are business people, they engage in business. And as such, our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was also a business person. And as such, we also have to have good conduct in the manner in which conduct ourselves as business people. So today we're going to look at what behavior. Perhaps in this episode and the next coming one, we'll be looking closely at, you know, what beautiful conduct we should have as business people and how we need to conduct ourselves in a rightful manner with trust and with honesty in terms of showing that, you know, a Muslim, even in business, even the manner he deals with others when it comes to wealth, when it comes to business, he is still that same person who is showing the true characters of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He ought to have a good conduct in terms of how he conducts his business. So the hadith comes that an Jabir ibn Abdullah radiyallahu anhuma anna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam qala rahimallahu rajulan samhan idha ba'a wa idha ishtara wa idha iqtada. Subhanallah. This hadith is recorded in Bukhari. It's also in Tirmidhi Sharif and also as well as Ibn Majah, rahimahumullahu ta'ala, have reported this hadith. What does this hadith say? Is that our beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he said, may Allah, listen to this, listen very attentively and carefully. Subhanallah. Let me repeat the hadith again. An Jabir ibn Abdullah radiyallahu anhuma anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal rahimallahu rajulan samhan idha ba'a wa idha ishtara wa idha iqtada. that Allah Azza wa Jal's beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, may Allah have mercy upon a person who is easy and well behaved when he buys and sells and when he asks for the payment of what is due to him. Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. Imagine the whole world. If this was the system, if this was the manner in which how we conduct business. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, actually it's a dua of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah have mercy upon a person who is easy and well behaved when he buys and sells, and when he asks for the payment of what's due to him. In another narration it is added, when he pays his due as well. Subhanallah. In this noble hadith, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informs us about the basic rules of good dealings between people. Allah, subhanallah. When these rules are followed, they will eliminate or at least reduce disagreements, disputes and hatred. This will achieve much good for all sides. So this is a special episode that there are many disputes that we hear over financial dealings between people nowadays. Given the fact that such disputes and disagreements in financial dealings are very common, our beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam urged us to be easy and to be well behaved in four specific areas. How many areas? Four specific areas that be easy and well behaved. Maintain your good conduct and morals and character as a Muslim in four specific areas. One, when buying. Two, when selling. And three, when asking what is due to us, as well as repaying what is due to others. Subhanallah. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Easiness in selling includes not being greedy in demanding too high a price and thus making excessive profit. It also includes that the seller should not deceive in any way. And if there isn't any defect in the goods, man ghasha falaysa minna, that person who conceals what is faulty, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that business person is not one of us. And if there is any defect in goods, he should not hide it from the buyer. The seller should not swear by Allah when selling his goods, nor should he be harsh with the buyers, but be patient and kind. Subhanallah, what a beautiful deen. Indeed, you see the beauty of this deen. A Muslim, even in business, even in intricate matters that he had to deal with the outside world, what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in another hadith mentioned, التاجر الأمين مع النبيين والصديقين والشهداء. On the day of Qiyamah, that the one who is a true and a very honest trader, he will be raised in the company of Anbiya alayhim salam and Shuhada and Salihin. Being easy and well behaved when buying means that the buyer should not bargain too much, especially in the goods offered for sale are of good quality and reasonable price. When the buyer is wealthy and the seller is a poor person, then the buyer should not criticize the goods or undervalue them, nor should he waste the time of the seller or damage the goods by repeatedly handling them. So even the one that is a buyer, the consumer, he himself, when he goes there, we've seen so many people, they're in the market, perhaps they're buying, they have gone to buy fruits. You see how the way they handle the fruits of the in the market, just the manner in which they touch. So even you as a person that is a consumer, even yourself, you have to maintain your good conduct. What a beautiful deen. So to be easy and well behaved when asking payment of what is due to one means that one should ask for his right in a good way. It is our haq. It is our right. Yes. But that is to be done in a good way without rudeness and harshness towards the debtor. If the debtor is in difficulty and is unable to pay, the creditor should wait until such time as the debtor is able to pay. Subhanallah, what a deen. Obviously, a person mustn't be taking advantage of you. Obviously, a person mustn't be in any way trying to deceive. But if you see genuinely this person is in difficulty, Then give him some time until he's able to pay. And one who's owed the money should forgive the debtor or part of it. Subhanallah. If the debtor is in difficulty, grant him time until it is easy for him to repay. But if you remit it by way of charity, that is best for you if you only knew. So there are many hadith which have elaborated, which are elaborated on this subject and this topic. One of those hadith which is recorded by Imam Muslim, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, in which Abu Mas'ud al-Badri radiyallahu ta'ala anhu report that the Messenger of Allah Azza wa Jalla said, a man who was from a nation before you was called upon after his death to give an account. But there was nothing good in his account. The only thing which was found that he had financial dealings with people. He was rich himself and used to instruct his servants that they should forgive in the case of those who happen to be in difficult situations, in difficult financial circumstances. So Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal said, I am more worthy of this quality than this man. And he, Allah Azza wa Jal, ordered his angels to forgive him. Subhanallah. So a business person, he passed away. And he used to be a person who used to offer people with loans. And he happened to die. As he died, there wasn't much that was seen in his account. And as such, but it was discovered that he was a person involved in business, and he was in a person dealing with financial matters, and it was found out that he used to forgive people who went in difficulty, in situation that they were not able to repay back the loans. So as the creditor is required to be easy in asking for payment of his due, likewise the debtor is asked to repay in the best way. So even the person who owes somebody, the debtor should repay all he owes in full and without delay at the appointed time. So a man, when you also, being the one that is borrowed, being the person that has acquired a loan from someone, you too, you don't say such statements as to hurt the feelings of one that has given you, why he's so much insisting on asking what he gave me, but he knows that my situation is difficult one. We shouldn't do this, but we also calmly, we should try to make special arrangements to pay back what we owe also with goodness. So subhanallah, Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, a man came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam demanding the return of his loan of a camel which the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam borrowed from him. The man was rude and harsh with the beloved Messenger of Allah Azza wa Jalla sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Sahaba wanted to catch hold of the man and rebuke him. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, leave him alone. Because a person having a right is entitled to speak and demand his right. Give him a camel of the same age as his camel. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was told that only a better camel than the one belonged to the man was available. Then the beloved of Allah Azza wa Jal wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, let him have the better one, for the best of you are those who repay their debt in a better way. So even the one that owes, when you become financially strong, when you become financially stable, when your circumstances have changed, you too also the one who owes, as part of your good conduct as a good Muslim, as a good mannered Muslim, you also ought to pay what is due from you in a beautiful way. That was the way of our Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, in every aspect of life, in every sphere of life, in every character, you will find the noble qualities of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the beautiful conduct of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and how he taught his sahaba ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in about good conduct and dealing with others. The fact that the man was rude and harsh did not even prevent Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from giving his right. And even more, we see that in today's time, Sometimes we go, oh, he's demanding like that. He's talking like that. This is the way how he behaves. He is rude to me. I'll show him and I'll not give back what is due. Or when I feel like, then I will give. Those are not the true conduct of a good Muslim. That is not a true conduct and the culture of Islam. That is not a true reflective culture of a one who believes in Allah Azza wa Jalla and is the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That is not a true reflection of a good conduct of a representative of Allah and his beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So surely this guidance is for the entire ummah of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Indeed, we have the most excellent example to follow from the teachings of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرَةِ وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. Indeed, you have the most beautiful example to follow in the teachings of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. For what particular reason? For the one who have high hopes in Allah Azza wa Jal, and surely he entertains that ye one day will stand in the court of Allah, he will return to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Our beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam considered that to delay or avoid repaying debts when one is able to pay is an absolute an injustice and an oppression which is haram in Islam. So whoever of you, whoever of us owes us something or owes something to someone or another, let him repay it immediately if he can afford to do so. Otherwise, he should make arrangements to pay it as soon as possible. For the beloved Messenger of Allah Azza wa Jalla warned severely against not paying the debts to the extent that you will not perform janazah salah. You will not perform janazah salah on a debtor until the debt was repaid. He once told the Sahaba that something very heavy had been revealed to him when they asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, please tell us, what is it? And he told them it is to do with debt. And he said, by the one in his hand is my soul. If a person is killed in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal, even a mujahid who's fighting in the ranks of mujahideen for jihad, who's fighting in the path of Allah, who's fighting the enemies of Allah, even him, if that person, even if he may be killed in the path of Allah, and brought to life and was then killed again in the way of Allah, and then was brought again to life and then was killed again in the way of Allah, he will not enter Jannah until he repays his debt. So serious and so severe this case is. So whoever of us hires anybody, whether he's a Muslim or not, let him pay him fully immediately. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in a hadith, give the one you hire his wage before his sweat dries out. We find this. This is a very, very evil character, that we hire somebody to do work for us. We employ people to do work for us. But sometimes, just because perhaps whatever reason, people take long. They delay to pay people what is due to them. They take long to pay people their wages. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is a good conduct of a Muslim, he said, give the one you hire his wages before his sweat dries out. Subhanallah, what a beautiful deen. What a beautiful deen. Before even the labor laws that we have in our countries were enacted, already 1400 years ago, our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had laid the rights of employer and employee. Subhanallah, what a beautiful sharia we have. What a beautiful system. What a beautiful deen. What a beautiful teachings and morals and behavior and conduct of our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is an indication of the importance of promptness in payment, which contribute to the creation of an atmosphere of mutual trust and thus removing disputes, hatred and evil from society. Imagine if this is the way of life everywhere we go. Imagine the peace. Imagine the harmony that will exist. Imagine the mutual trust that will exist in society. Imagine the love for Allah Azza wa Jal that will increase. Imagine the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Imagine what a beautiful atmosphere we'll have. So, subhanallah, we will carry on with this topic, subhanallah, concerning how important it is to have good conduct and to maintain good behavior and morals based on the teachings of one Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I make dua to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal that Allah Azza wa Jal grant us tawfiq. Allah Azza wa Jal make us to be always people that are changing their character and they're changing their conduct, whether in business, whether in whatever way of life that we are dealing with. May Allah Azza wa Jalla make us such people that are close to Allah through beautiful conduct and following the beautiful character of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen bi jahin Nabi al-Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands. Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands. Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue.